A line of hundreds of people wrapped around City Hall Tuesday night as they waited to speak at the hearing. The crowd was so large, multiple overflow rooms, including one at downtown's library, were also opened up. At midnight, about 100 people were still waiting to speak. So Council President Lori Boyer stopped the meeting, allowing for
reconvening at 9 a.m. in the morning.
At 9, people like small business owner Susan Gallo were tired, but back at City Hall waiting to hear their names called to speak.
I wasn't going to come back this morning because I had some appointments, but then I got up this morning, I rearranged my appointments, and I just said I need to go back.
The proposed measure would ban discrimination in housing, jobs, and public services for LGBT people. Discrimination based on things like race or religion is already illegal. Gallo spoke in favor of adding the protections.
So important for the city to have. My children are young adults. They live in a very diverse, inclusive world, and I think it's important for our city to take a stand.
And people like Earl Testy, who also returned in the morning, opposed the bill. He asked council to put the legislation to a public vote.
Otherwise, people are going to say you cram this down our throat.
Testy quoted scripture in his comment, as did others on both sides of the issue. The legislation would exempt religious organizations and small businesses from having to comply. Next month, council will discuss the bill in committees where there will be no public comment. A vote on the matter will take place February 14th. Lindsay Kilbride, 89.9 WJCT News.